Well, let us now discuss the last chapter in this particular subject, that is the 11th chapter, which relates to technological advances in retail. Let's look at the objectives before we move ahead. So, after going through this particular chapter, you will be able to explain and elaborate the key technological trends and advances in the retail applications. Also discuss the process of optimizing a retail experience through personal shopping assistants. Describe the procedure of applying business intelligence in retail and describe in detail the process of leveraging the power of business model innovation. The rapid speed of technology development and rising adoption of mobile digital devices on a global scale, such as smartphones and tablets, have a profound transforming impact on consumer behavior and retail businesses at large. So today the times are changing. There have been rapid advances and developments, and every industry along with the retail industry have been impacted. In this context, technology is part and parcel of every aspect of business today and serves as a primary source of market differentiation, business growth and profitability. So as we've seen in the preceding chapters, there are a huge number of benefits which are obtained through the use of technology. Benefits like automation, customer relationship management, intelligent business inputs to the industry are a few of those. Apart from mobile digital technologies, some other technological innovations introduced in the retail industry include mobile payments and digital wallets, electronic price tags, digital advertising displays, self-checkout systems, personal selling assistants and smart kiosks. So many of these will be discussed in the forthcoming slides. The option to instantaneously post experiences on social media sites and let others comment on those posts alters consumer behavior with respect to staying informed, collaboration, interaction, entertainment and maintaining overall awareness. It also changes how consumers perceive and react to ads. So the newest and the latest development is the social media, which is playing a key part in changing perceptions of the consumers, especially ones who buy online. Tracking online word of mouth brings along a new opportunity for retailers in the form of being able to react quickly to what people are saying about them and structuring an adequate response. So, as we know, the internet is a lightning fast medium. It's 24/7 and it is a mass media kind of a platform. So, our world travels like fire online, and the responses that are obtained are adequate in number. To put it simply, it is time for retailers to reimagine their customer engagement strategies. So strategies need to be re-examined based on alternate channels like the websites, like different blogs, like different shopping agents and so on, along with the traditional brick and mortar shops. As customer demands are evolving ever faster, businesses and retailers in particular need to stay abreast in order to remain relevant to the shoppers by providing them with seamless, engaging, reliable and trustworthy shopping experiences across several shopping channels and at each customer touch point. So remaining abreast means remaining contemporary, remaining in the present mode of technology to provide the customers the best of the shopping experience. In this context, combining different shopping channels and selling across channels is no longer a question or not, no longer a question of whether or not retailers should do it. So retailers, to simplify the statement, are faced with no choice. They have to create these particular channels in order to survive. Being active across several shopping channels has been identified as an absolute necessity in order to satisfy existing customers, attract new customers, while simultaneously gaining and maintaining lasting competitive advantage. So, if you want to retain your present customers, if you want to attract new ones who are entering the market every day, like let us say, for example, students who are graduating, such students who already are aware of online shopping, those ones, some adults who are not known to this channel, who've been introduced to this channel by friends or family, and so on. So there are customers who are new to this, who are looking forward to shopping online. The complexity of the retail marketplace itself forces retailers to adopt a multi-channel stand in order to improve on the products and services that they offer. Retailers in this context can benefit from multi-channel retailing by growing their customer base, market share, and total sales. This means that being a multi-channel retailer is a strategically and operationally demanding undertaking that requires substantial planning and a wise allocation of resources and investments. So it's not an easy job. It's not a very simple job to create an alternate channel. So if you are a traditional brick and mortar retail outlet, if you want to go online, you need a very good understanding of how customers behave online, what are the product offerings that work well, what are the preferences of customers, what targeted type of marketing needs to be done, and what is different between a traditional store that is brick and mortar and an online store. Thus, each channel requires different strategizing approach and infrastructure that must all unite in one integrated system that can answer and deliver on the customer's demands. Technology in Now let us look at the key technological trends and advances in retail applications. Technology in the retailing industry has provided a new dimension to the sector. The introduction of mobile payments, digital wallets, digital promotions, electronic price tags, location-based applications, and business intelligence in retail has facilitated the management of large setups to operate with ease and efficiency. Operations can be recorded in a structured and systematic manner, providing detailed analysis of the sales and volumes of transactions. So nowadays, there is a trend to opt for a lot of technological things which simplify and provide efficiency in the way things are done in the retail environment. Electronic transactions have increased the volume of sales in the country. Flexibility in mode of payment and cashless transactions have helped in driving sales. Communication assists in maintaining a competitive advantage in retaining and attracting customers. The introduction of new technology may be intricate for retailers, but the convenience and cost effectiveness create the need for new advancements. The sale of luxury products, traditionally confined to brick and mortar stores, will be increasingly happening over the internet. Online retailers, department stores, retail sites, and brands with their own online stores will be offering more luxury products online to cater to the demands of luxury seeking but time strapped customers. So many of us know that many of the people who are affluent, that is the higher middle class or the higher class, they have a paucity or a scarcity of time. They're continuously busy in their business or professional endeavors and have less time for family, friends or shopping. So they always rely on such websites in order to buy quickly and efficiently. The format of the websites will have to be adjusted to mobile devices to ensure true luxury shopping experience even on mobile devices. So many of the people who are actually strapped for time rely more on their smartphones rather than the laptops. So they have either phablets or tablets or smartphones, which are high-end devices. Thus, what experience they gain from a laptop, the experience should be similar, the browsing experience, when they do it on their phablet or their phone. With more mobile devices in the hands of customers, retailers can expect the role of the customer and the information that he or she can access to be strengthened even further. Customers will demand more transparency into, for example, the origins of the products, how they have been sourced, what ingredients and substances have been used in the production process, etc. So these kind of customers, they are more vigilant, they are more finicky. So the end product needs to be better and more robust when catering to this kind. Now let us discuss the aspect of mobile payments and digital wallets. Mobile payments have become a favorite means of paying for all kinds of services, such as travel ticketing, that's from bus to flight tickets, product purchase, and but not limited to finalizing payments in physical stores using smartphone wallet or other payment applications. The multitude of products, services, and applications available for mobile digital devices is expected to increase enormously over the coming years, and the same is anticipated for mobile payment technology. eMarketer, a prominent name in the field of e-marketing as well as e-retailing, estimates that the value of mobile payment transactions could rise from $635 million in 2012 to a whopping $62.3 billion by 2016 in the US alone, and quickly rise in the rest of the world too as consumers grow more familiar with the different systems available. SMS and web or wireless application protocol, or WAP as it's called, remain the dominant access technologies throughout the world. So many of these technologies we already use on a daily basis. With respect to SMS, developing and emerging countries account for the largest user bases due to the lower incomes that prohibit local customers from buying more advanced phones, and also due to underdeveloped communication networks. So this is a cheap medium, so that the people use these services in a relatively large manner. Embedded chips coupled with technologies like RFID or radio frequency identification, near field communication or NFC, global positioning systems or GPS, etc. have enabled many applications. So a lot of software applications, a lot of retail applications have been developed by using these particular technologies. Near field communication enabled smartphones can now be used by customers as payment devices for for all kinds of purchases inside the stores that have the NFC terminals. So what's happened now is many customers actually use them as payment devices. So the lines or the long checkout lines which happen are now completely prevented. RFID technology is similar to NFC but has a longer transmission range. So both these technologies, they are used through waves, specifically the radio type of waves, with the difference that the RFID has a broader or a more wider kind of a range than the NFC. This is probably its biggest disadvantage in comparison to NFC, which is designed for use by devices within close proximity to each other. So RFID does not have that facility. It can be used by devices only with a longer range. Besides, even if somebody managed to intercept the data communication between both devices, unique data are used to authenticate the mobile device each time a new payment is made. With regards to specific applications and technologies, most of the excitement centers on the point of sale payments using NFC-enabled smartphones and mobile applications. Some of the important or the prominent ones here being Google Wallet, Square, Apple's Passbook, PayPal application, and PayPal application or MasterCard's PayPass. Now let us take a look at the aspect of digital promotions. The relevance of mobile digital devices in providing prompt in-store shopping options and reaching customers with marketing communication on the go, the innovative utilization of RFID tags, interior digital walls, and multi-touch screens, self-service kiosks, and mobile points of sales to enhance the store experience in connection to the online world and to let customers, if they wish, serve themselves. So there are a wide or a huge number of services. There's a wide variety of services which can help in order to improve the in-store promotional experience of customers. Data analytics based on collected purchase history and loyalty data have been discussed with examples before, such as Tesco's Club Card, Safeway's Just For You, and Guild's customized email communication. So nowadays there are a lot of applications or promotions which are based on advanced tools like data analytics. Customized promotional messages delivered to the company's customers are growing steadfastly across all retail channels, but most notably online because of the internet's cost and wide reach benefits. The opportunities associated with targeted and customized promotions have been greatly widened by innovative solutions. So there is a huge number of opportunities presented by these kinds of promotions. The customers today are spoiled for choice with the number of promotions that they can get with each product that they're shopping for. Loyalty programs such as Tesco's Club Card have gained popularity amongst retailers because they allow them to communicate relevant messages to shoppers based on analyzed card data. In fact, Shoppers Stop or probably Big Bazaar also have such card facilities wherein your cards are swiped for points. Through the swiping of the card, they also get to understand what your shopping preferences are. These messages may take the form of weekly digital flyers adjusted to the target group's preferences and digital or printed coupons redeemable at the cash register inside the store. So you will get a lot of digital promotional elements via an SMS or probably through a WhatsApp if you are installed that, or probably through an email message. Printed coupons are distributed through direct mail or at the cash register after customers have paid for their purchase, whereas digital coupons are delivered to the email accounts via SMS and smartphone applications to those customers who have opted in. So opted in means a permission presented by the customer to be a part of such digital promotions or campaigns. The opt-in model gives them the assurance of controlling the communication process. So the communication process is in the hands of the customers and not the malls or not the retail shops that have created them, weakening their fear of privacy invasion while strengthening the virtue of the promotional messages. For example, if I am a member of Shoppers Stop loyalty program, and if I have registered to get messages about specific products which I prefer, so I will not allow them or provide permission to them to market other products. So they can only send me digital or hard literature, hard copies, if I have opted in for that program and not for any other products or services. The question retailers should, however, be asking themselves is whether or not both types of promotional offers, that is digital format and print format, create the same results in terms of return on money invested in these offers. So definitely it all boils down to the kind of return on investment that these campaigns have. So there should be a good analysis on the basis of what difference is created by these two differing alternate strategies. Targeted digital promotional offers tend to be more profitable and enjoy higher redemption rates when shopping online, whereas targeted and undifferentiated print promotions should be the primary promotion format in brick and mortar stores. Coupons which are distributed through the internet and to be printed out at home before going to the store are nearing maturity. Paper coupons present another drawback that decreases the redemption rates inside the physical store. So these things, you know, should be taken care of while designing the particular campaigns. Now let us look at optimizing the retail experience through mobile point of sale. Now we are aware of this particular term point of sale. It was covered in different chapters in different manners. So we have a complete understanding. Now we enhance this particular concept by adding the word mobile. That is, you can have this particular point of sale through certain mobile apps on your own smartphone. Mobile POS in simple terms is a mobile checkout that is an extension to the traditional fixed point of sale that has been around for decades and that customers are more than familiar with. Mobile POS, like its older fixed POS sibling, enables retailers the collection of sales data at the point of sale. This gives the assistants not only a sense of mobility, but also the opportunity to sway the customer to buy even if a product is currently not on shelf. If the assistant can check inventory levels at some other stores while engaging with customer, the likelihood of finalizing the order rises and the consignment can reach the customer quickly before he leaves or she leaves the store or is delivered quickly at their places, residences. Mobile POS offers several benefits, like it frees the store assistants from the cash register to accept payments for products anywhere in the store and to spend more time with customers and to provide them with service directly on the shop floor where they have a chance to influence their purchase decisions. The mobile point of sale could be an effective cost-saving solution to the problem of queues. It is cheaper to equip assistants with mobile POS rather than to move or build more flexible point of sale units that still need to be manned by people. So the cost of manning people or the cost of dissatisfied customers can be much more larger than, you know, equipping assistants with mobile POS. The customer's age is a factor, since younger customers are more receptive to the use of technology that saves their time in comparison to older customers who've grown up with the cashier processing their payment. So these people, they will never be receptive to the concept that a person is holding a mobile point of sale and actually bills you not in a queue but somewhere else. The size of the shopping basket is another factor. So if there are, you know, customers who wish to purchase only a few items, they can be reasonably expected to avoid the lines and thus try the mobile POS. For example, on a busy Saturday, if you just want to purchase 4 or 5 items from a mall like a Big Bazaar or a Reliance Fresh or a DMart, then you would be deterred from doing so by looking at the long lines. But if there's a person who's present with a mobile POS for customers like you, you would definitely not miss that chance. Thus, personal shopping assistants are touch screens with built-in wireless connectivity to ensure mobility, and they remind us of tablets both in shape and functionality. The assistants can be affixed on the top of shopping carts, hence they accompany the customers on their shopping journey and enable the customers to access online content using standard browser-based technology. So you can visualize or picture a particular shopping cart with a fixed tablet kind of mobile assistant, which has a location details of the products you're looking for. It has details about the shopping outlet, which will help you with the shopping experience. Content in this regard usually means the retailer's website with product offerings, certain promotional flyers, that is certain online brochures, events happening in the store, etc. So you are well informed about all the peripheral activities, the promotions, the display units, the products. All these aspects are informed to you through this particular website, which is mounted on to the mobile digital assistant. Apart from wireless internet access, these devices offer UPC, which is a universal product code type of scanning feature, layout and navigational capabilities of the store, which may become extremely handy in big box stores. Big box stores means stores which have a huge box-like appearance with separate departments or separate boxes for the different types. Like, let us say Big Bazaar has a box for apparels, it has a box for groceries, it has a box for detergents and soaps, it has a box for cosmetics and so on. Thus, the personal shopping assistants have been deployed in Real Future Store, part of Metro Group, where loyalty card holders can try and test this technology. So the technology still is in its infancy, it's novel, it's not provided to everybody though, but people who are technologically savvy, who want to you know, save time, can use this. The customers activate the assistant by scanning their loyalty cards, which immediately gives them an overview of the store's promotions, past purchases and suggested shopping lists, accompanied by information of product location within the future store. Sales promotion oriented and cost conscious customers will appreciate the UPC scanning feature of the assistant. This feature keeps a running total of current product purchases so that the customers know at every point how much they have spent so far. So it's the same that you do at the POS, the manual operations there, like a person who actually takes the product, scans it with a barcode scanner and puts it into your bag or puts it on the tray, then it will be loaded into your bag or into your shopping cart. So similarly, the job can be done by you. You can pick up an object or a product. There is a barcode on top of that. You already have a digital assistant in front of you. Just put it at the appropriate scanning point. The barcode scanner will scan the barcode on that particular product, and it will actually populate an amount in front of you on the digital screen. So let us say if you visited a mall, like a Future Mall, which has this. In that context, if you buy, let us say, a packet of ketchup, which costs you about 125 rupees, then you cannot see the price for that because it's a barcoded price, but your scanner in the digital assistant actually reads that price and populates it along with your other product, you know, or item prices. So scanning each product before putting it into the shopping basket reassures the customers of the product's correct price. So you are also, you know, assured that whatever you see on the display panel is the same that is on the barcode of the particular product. Scanning the products also serves as a cross-check with the suggested shopping list. That is, the customers see exactly what products are still needed for a specific recipe, which removes the later disappointment of discovering that a certain ingredient is missing because the customer has simply forgotten it. For example, just picture this, you are you know, having a party, you're hosting a party on a Saturday evening for your friends, and you've planned a Chinese dinner. Now, what all do you require in this context? Probably a few packets of noodles. You will require some sauces if they are exhausted at your place. So some soya sauce, some Worcestershire sauce, some you know, chili sauce is required. You would also require some vegetables which are cut and diced. You will also require some cold drinks and some chips and so on. So each ingredient required for this party can be seen as a part of the list on the digital agent screen. The customers scan the product's barcode of the discounted product to access a list of possible recipes to choose from. So a lot of other helpful information is also presented through this particular digital assistant.